Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to our special Shira. How do you say joke? Or you say J-I-L-C? J-I-L-C, okay. OU Queens College program. So it's very, very nice. It's inspiring. It's really mamish very inspiring to see that people take time from the secular studies and the secular environment to come and be immersed in Torah, especially in such an environment. Very, very important to maintain your kesher. Kol kavod to all of you. So we're going to go into the parasha. Parsha based Shir. Oh, so here's the thing I have to tell you. If I heard Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter say this, Yesh Ami Lismach, I can say it too. We have been very zocha to spend the past four Shavuoses with the YU Reitz Shavuos Yarche Kala. Very humble schus. So two of those 4 years, Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter was on the program. And on one of his keynote sessions, when he gave out the packet, he said, you'll see that the title of my shir and the title of the shir on the packet are totally different. He said, because when they asked me to submit the title, I honestly had no idea what I was going to be speaking about, but I had to give a title. He said, however, the shir is different than the title. So, Yesh Almi Lismoch, Tremendous Talmud Chacham, the title of the shir, I was really not sure when I had to submit a title. Sometimes it's a challenge, so I'm not sure what it said. We're going to go into the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parshas V'Shalach. And in Parshas V'Shalach, you begin, the Jews have left Egypt in last week's Parsha. Perek Yudalad and Perek Tesvav are Kriyas Yamsuf. Perek Yudalad, the Egyptians cast up with them. The Jews are caught between a rock and a hard place. Here's the sea and here's Egypt. And oh my God, what are we going to do? And we're all going to drown. And Moshe says, Hisyatzvu Uru'u, Asishu Asashem, Mashar Yasa Lechem Ayom. Don't worry, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to save you. You're never going to see Egypt again. Perek Tesvav is Az Yashir, the masterful song that the Jews sang Shir to the Ribbono Shel Olam for saving them. Perek Tes Zayin, the man falls for the first time. It's the 15th of Iyar. They have run out of leftovers. The man falls. Perek Yud Zayin is, amongst other things, Mechamas Amalek. So there are some very important topics in this week's parasha. Our Shir is going to be based on one pasuk, something that you say every single day. Az Yashir is so important that we say it every single day, regardless of whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yom Tov or whether it's Tisha B'Av. We say it all the time. As Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael esa shira zos, and Moshe and the b'nei Yisrael sang the shira. While she says mikan l'tchias hamesim min haTorah. Here you have a remez to it. I want to make sure everyone's with me. Do I need to translate everything I say in Hebrew? Don't be embarrassed. Ain't anybody shall know me. Am I okay? Like, if I'm not translating? Okay. So, Az Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Asa Shira Zos L'Hashem V'yom Mulemar. What is Az? So, Az indicates in the Torah. Can I hold this for a second? Of course. So, let's say I come into this room and I tell you I have a bottle of water. So, you didn't see me just do that. I have a bottle of water. You have to believe that I'm a trustworthy person and I have a bottle of water. You have to believe in something you have not seen. If I say this is the bottle of water I have, then you don't have to believe me at all. Why not? You're seeing with your own eyes that I have a bottle of water. So when we have Oz in the Torah, we had in last week's parsha in Beshalach, in Bo as well. Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem. I'm saying long thing. That's because it's Av Zayin. I'm talking about, forget what I'm saying. We're not up to there. Az Yashir Moshe, but I'm still keeping you out for a minute. Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael asa shira zos, then Moshe and the children of Israel sang shira to Hashem. Az in the future. Az is in the future. B'nei Yisrael Moshe will sing shira. So Rashi says, mikan l'tchias hamesim min haTorah. Okay, al shira l'Hashem ki ga'aga. I will sing to God, he is exalted over the exalted. Horse and rider he hurled into the sea. Aziv izim raska v'yihi li lishua zeh. What I was really talking about was zeh and not az. Zeh keli v'anvehu, this is 15:2, tesvav beis in our parasha, elokei aviv aron menu. So the pasuk says, aziv zimraska, God is strength and power to eradicate. Vayihi li lishu, Hashem saved us. Zeh keli, here we go. So if I tell you I have water, you have to believe that I have water, even though you didn't see water. If I say, this is my water, you don't need to believe me. Why? Why not? Because you verify with your own eyes that you see that I have water. So what does Rashi say? Zeh keli v'anvehu. Who remembers what Rashi says? Based on the mashal that I'm giving you with the water, yeah?
That is like pointing at something?
Oh, they were able to see Kaviyacho, whatever that exactly means, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bikvodo nigla aleihem v'hayu marin oso be'etzba. They actually, at Yam Suf, saw some vision of, not through a cloud, not through a Veil, they saw God. Rasa Shifch Alayam, you all know this famous Ma'amar Chazal. Mashallah Ra'u Nevi'im. Zeh Keli Van Veil. You don't need to have blind faith in me, literally, pun intended, because you could see with your own eyes that I water. We had the same thing in last week's Parsha, 12:2. Achodesh Hazalacham Rosh Chodashim. Rishon Hulacham Mechad Sheyashana. So what's Achodesh Hazalacham? Moshe didn't understand how you determine Rosh Chodesh. Hashem said, when you see the moon like this, He showed him the moon b'chidusha in its renewal. When you see the moon like this, you have Rosh Chodesh. Zeh. Same thing by Kashus, Ma'achalos, Asuras, and Ma'achalos, Mutaros, Parsha Shmini. Hashem showed him which are the kosher animals. Zeh means you see it with your own eyes. We're going to be focusing for the duration. You have a question? We're going to be focusing for the duration of the shiur on the second half of this pasuk. Zeh keli va'anvehu. Elokei avi, this is my God and I will. We have to determine what does anvehu mean? Elokei Avi, the God of my fathers, va'aro memenu, from Rome, I will exalt him. So what does it mean, Zekeli, that part we understand, this is my God, va'anvehu, what is anvehu? It's hard, you know it's hard. These are words we say every single day. That means we don't know, and I include myself, exactly what we are saying. So what's Zekeli va'anvehu? Elokei Avi va'aro memenu. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says anvehu. Rashi quotes Unklus. Unklus says, Dain Elohai ve'evne lei makdasha. This is my God, ve'evne lei. I will build for him makdasha. What's a mikdash? What's a mikdash? A sanctuary. I will build for God a sanctuary. Build in your life a sanctuary for God. Elohai da'av hasai ve'eplach kadmahai. Pei lamed ches is there, make for worship. The God of my fathers, I will worship before him. So you must build a sanctuary for God in your life, and you must worship God in your life. This is how Unkush translates it. I heard of Shai Schechter quote, I don't remember which Hasidish Rebbe he was quoting. But he quoted a very powerful word on this pasuk. Zekeli va'anvehu, this is my God, and I will exalt him. Elokei avi va'aromenu. So Rav Shai said, he just quoted Unkus, a person must build a mikdash for Hashem, and you must worship God in that sanctuary. And especially for you students, I went to Brooklyn College, it was a long time ago. I went to York University first in Toronto for a year, much less from Jewish environment. And then I went to Brooklyn College for a long time, bachelor's and master's. And you're not in the most kosher, kedusha-filled environment. And it's very important to build a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and not to lose the kasha that you had with God through high school and through seminary years. Sometimes it's so easy to become acclimated so quickly to our surroundings. You must build a mikdash for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to worship there. But Rav Shai said something very, very beautiful. Zekeli, he was quoting, I don't remember who. Zekeli v'anveh elokei avi v'aromenu. There are two ways to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. One person could say, this is my God, sorry. This is my water. You hold it, you own it, you feel it, you benefit from it. Ein mayim ela Torah v'dazar fibi. You have a relationship with God. Zekeli v'ashon yachid v'anvehu. And there are those who say, elokei avi v'aromenu. Ah, he was the God of who? My fathers. You should see Rav Shai Schechter said, I heard this a few months ago, it's coming up to Pesach soon. You should see Rav Shai Schechter said how my grandfather grated the maror. He was sweating, he was crying, the real maror, not like today, the fake stuff we use, the homemade lettuce and nobody feels the pain. We had him last week's Pasha, matzos, umorim yochluhu. No, my grandfather cried when he ate the maror. You should see how my grandmother lit the Shabbos candles. Her bakashos, Hashem was so in her life. Who cares? How do you eat the mar? How do you light Shabbos candles? You should see how my mother davened. How do you daven? Now, of course, we're not negating the importance of looking at the pash, all of Yichav Yegerchas and Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life. Of course, we build on the past. But is your whole relationship with God, said Rav Shai Schechter, based on your grandfather's relationship with God? In the Alta Haim, they were so religious. What do they have to do with the Alta Haim? What are you today? In 5780-2020, are you building, I'm combining this with Unkus, a mikdash with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Dain Elohai ve'evnele makdasha. It's not so hard to understand. You just take off the aleph. Elohai da'avhasai ve'eplach kadmohi. It's very nice. Your grandmother cried when she lit the Shabbos candles, and it's very nice that your grandfather sweated and he felt the maror. And the bayimaru eschayim bavod akasha bechomer v'leiv veinim. It's very nice. But is your whole relationship with God, you expect doors to open because of who your grandfather was, who your father was, who your mother was. Who are you? Are you building a personal mikdash with the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life? And the world in which we live is the antithesis of building a mikdash for you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully says, we're coming up to Truma Tetzave Kitisa V'Yalko Pikude, some of my favorite parashos. Binyan HaMishkan. Mishkan, root word, Shechina, root word, Shachain. The Rav says a person should feel that God is your neighbor. Hashem lives at 12 Harabayis, Ali at 13 Harabayis, and we are on very good terms. Of course, you want to be inspired by who your grandfather was, by the tzedakah your father gives, by a name on the building. It's wonderful. So take the inspiration. But if your whole relationship with God is why your parents or your grandparents or your great-grandfather, some famous yichus was, that's not enough. Why do we need both? Zekeli va'amvehu. You build a personal mikdash in your life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elokei Avi, because I'm inspired that he was the God of my fathers. But not only that he was the God of my fathers, he's my God too. Very beautiful. Now we move on. Everyone understand? Continuing with these final words, we're in Tesvav Beis. It's the second pasuk of what we call as Yashir. Continuing with these words. So we're trying to understand what anvehu means. So we are offered one psha, we look at it unklus, we quote a verb from Avshai Shachter, and we put them together. Now we're going to go to Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, 133b. What does anvehu mean? It's a weird word. Zakeli va'anvehu. What exactly does it mean? So the Gemara says there, Shabbos 133b. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, you should beautify the mitzvos. You should have a beautiful esrog, you should have a beautiful sukkah, you should have nice tzitzis. Don't just do the most basic level. You should have hidur mitzvah, zekeli v'anveh, this is my God and I will exalt him. Make sure when you do the mitzvos that they're beautiful. Don't have the same barbecue chicken on your Shabbos table that you have on Sunday night. Make it a little more elevated for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anvehu, make the mitzvos beautiful. Then the Gemara says, what's anvehu? It's a contraction of the words anivuhu. If you look in Az Yashu, you'll see anvehu. Aleph nun vav hey vav. Ani aleph nun vehu. What does it mean anivuhu? So the Gemara says with Rashi there, have a domelo. You should be like God. You should resemble God. What does it mean to resemble God? The Gemara says, mahu rachum v'chanun av ata rachum v'chanun. God is merciful and compassionate, and you should be merciful. Aren't you with me? God is merciful and compassionate. You should be merciful and compassionate. So what does it mean? It means to build a mikdash for Hashem. I'm in a very narrow strait in this place. Bein hamitzarim. It's appropriate for the shira. I'm talking about the space that I have over here. Zakei liva anvehu. I will build a mikdash for Hashem. I will worship him there, says Unklas. First pshat, don't only hang on to the coattails of your father and your grandfather, your mother and your grandmother. Make yourself into a productive, successful Jew who is Daveik Bahasham. Next, we're quoting the Gemara. Second interpretation, you should beautify the mitzvos. Anvehu, beautify the mitzvos. You should have hidur mitzvah. Third interpretation, anivuhu, have a domelo. Make yourself resemble God, so to speak, just like he is rachum v'chanan, you should be rachum v'chanan. Good? There's another Gemara, Sota Yudalad Aleph. And the Gemara says in Sota Yud Dalet Aleph, we have a mitzvah in Devarim. I believe it's in Perek Dal, but I could be wrong. The halachta b'drachav. You should go in God's ways. What kind of mitzvah is to go in God's ways? I don't know what to do. If you tell me, l'kachtam lachem b'yam arishon priyetz hadar, so I know what it means. L'kachtam lachem. So Chazal tell you the exact details, but you want me to take something. If you tell me, reishis arishon seichem chal tarimu trumal Hashem, parashat shlach parashat vav, so I know I have to be mapish chala. If you tell me, nisam es nafshu seichem, so I know somehow I have to flick myself on Yom Kippur. What's the mitzvah? V'halachta b'drachav. I don't know what that means. To go in God's ways. What do you mean? How could I go in God's ways? It's not a tangible mitzvah. That's not a frashas challah. It's not fasting on Yom Kippur. How can I do? How could I be? How could I go in God's way? So the Gemara asks this question. And the Gemara says, V'alo kvar nemar, kodesh baruch hu esh achahu. God is a consuming fire. So if you go into the bushes in Australia today and you find yourself, God forbid, in a consuming fire, you're going to be consumed. So how could the Gemara tell me go in God's ways? And then the Gemara says, wait, the Pasuk says God is a consuming fire. What happens if you go in a consuming fire? What? It's not a trick question. What happens if you go in a consuming fire? You're going to be consumed. So how could I go in a consuming fire? So what does the Gemara say? How should you fulfill the halachta bidrachav? Ella lahaleich achar midosav shel kodesh baruch hu. What does that mean? Ladies, can't hear. Lahaleich achar midosav shel kodesh baruch hu. You should go after the ways of God. Sounds very similar to Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, doesn't it? Anvehu, anivahu, hevedomalo, mahu rachum v'chanan, af atarachum v'chanan. That is Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. Leave that over there. Now we're in Sota. Are you with me? Am I talking too fast? Yes or no? Yudalad Aleph, where the Gemara says, V'alachta b'drachav means the haleich achar midosav shel kodesh baruch hu. Well, the Gemara gives four examples of what it means to emulate the ways of God. Does anyone know? It doesn't have to be in order. I can't hear. I have a hearing loss. Say it again. Oh, very nice. Did someone say something else? You're correct. So you're saying them out of order.
Yeah,
so the first answer, very nice, it goes in order of the Torah. The first answer, the Gemara says, is how should you go after the ways of Hashem? So it quotes from the end of Perek Gimel in Bereishis. I think it's Pasuk Chaf Beis or Chaf Gimel at the end of Bereishis, at the end of Perek Gimel. Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'lishto kosnos or vayal bishem. We're post-sin. Adam and Isha have eaten from the forbidden fruit. God comes and he curses Isha, Nachash, and Adam. And what does Hashem do right after? He clothes them. So the Gemara says, Mahu malbish arubim. Shanemar vayasa Hashem alokim adam u'ishto kosnos ar vayal bishem. Just like God clothes the unclothed, you should clothe the unclothed. That's an example of what it means, the halachta bidrachav. Then the Gemara says, second example, you got it. Perek Yud Ches, we skipped to Parshas Vayera. Vayera lo v'shem belone imamri. V'hu yoshev pesach ol kechom hayam. Who's sitting at the entrance to the tent? Well, Perek Yud Zayin was Bris Milah. That's him hayam hazeh. Avram did Bris Milah on himself and Yishmon kol yili debiso. So you open up Perek Yud Ches. 3 days post Bris Milah, Avram is sick and he's not feeling well. And who comes to visit him? There's no passerby. Hashem comes, Rashi says, right there. According to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mahu bikur cholim, av ata bakir cholim. God visits the sick, so what should you do? Visit the sick. So as the first example, clothe the unclothed. Second example. Third, does anyone know? Parachof hei pasuk yir aleph, vayhi achrei mos avram, vayivar cholokim es yitzchak beno. 25:11. After Avram died, God comes to bless Yitzchak. Rashi says, what did he bless him with? Nichum Avelim. So the Gemara says, what's the third way that you should go in the ways of Hashem? Just as God visits the mourner to comfort them, so too you should visit the mourner to comfort them. Malbish Arumim, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim. Third example, we move all the way to the end of the Torah and say for Devarim. Who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, if lo yada ish es kruaso ad hayamazeh, someone once told me, like last year or something, that they were on a tour or something in Israel and they showed them, I don't know if it was Jordan, I don't know where, it couldn't have been Israel, that's not where Moshe is, but this is where Moshe's buried. I said, it can't be true, you don't know where Moshe's buried. If no one knows his burial place until this day, so who buried Moshe? Hashem, vayikro so bagai, v'lo yada ish es kruaso ad hayamazeh. So the Gemara says, what's the fourth example that you should do? Bury the dead. Kivur Mason. We're in Sota. We put Shabbos Kuflam at Gimel aside for a minute. We're in Sota Yudalat Aleph. Four examples of Lahaleich Achar Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malbish Arumim, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, and Kivur Mason. Good? Continues the Gemara. Darash Rabbi Simlei. Torah Tchilas Ogmilas Chasadim Visof Ogmilas Chasadim. So Rabbi Simlei says the beginning of the Torah is Chasad, the end of the Torah is Chasad. How do you know? The beginning of the Torah is Malbish Arumim, the end of the Torah is Kivur Mesim. The Torah is all-encompassing a book of Chasad. So Rabbi Chaim Pichos Scheinberg Zatzal asks a very good question on that Gemara. Rav Chaim Pichon Scheibenberg says, what do you mean the Torah begins with chesed? And Rabbi Simlei says, you start by, Hashem gives them clothing. That's the end of Perek Gimel. Can you not think of a chesed that occurred in the Torah before the end of Perek Gimel? What about God put him in the Garden of Eden? What about he created for him a woman to be a helper opposite him? What about he let them eat from 999 trees in the Garden of Eden and he gave them every delicacy? Someone pointed out something beautiful to me. Beginning of Perek Beis, first four prakim is Shabbos. She said, what about the chesed of Hashem creating Shabbos? I said, that's beautiful. Shabbos is one of the biggest chesedim, the biggest matanas in our lives. So Rabbi Simlei can't find the chesed till the end of Perek Gimel to tell you Torah Tchilas HaChesed? You understand the question? Yes, on this side? Yeah, it's a kasha. Why did you wait till then? You could have told me so many chesedim from Perek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So Rav Chaim Pichon Scheibenberg has such a beautiful zatzal vart. He says, the chesed of the Torah is chesed for sinners. If God would have, if Rabbi Simlei would have said, the Torah begins with chesed, Hashem vayanichi began Eden lo avdo lo shambo, lo tov heos adam levado iso lo ezer kenegdo, so you would have said, sure, you should do chesed. If we were supposed to emulate God, what do we learn from this Gemara? To emulate God. So if I'm supposed to emulate God and God does chesed with perfect people, what would I think? I'm only supposed to do chesed with tzaddikim. Avram was a tzaddik, so Hashem visited him. Yitzchak was a tzaddik, so Hashem did nichum avilim. Moshe was a tzaddik. But Adam, when does Hashem do chesed with Adam? After. And he's a sinner. What could the Ribbono Shel Olam have said? I'm not helping you. You messed up. I told you not to eat from the fruit. You want me to help you? You got yourself in trouble. It's not my problem. You need clothing? It's your problem you need clothing. Figure it out by yourself. I should do chesed with you. Sometimes we see people in need of chesed. And you think to yourself, go get a job. You're coming to me for tzedakah. Work a little harder. Maybe you didn't do your shtadlus. You need clothing? So shop in Black Friday sale. Don't shop in Nordstrom if it's too expensive for you. I should give you. So as Ribbono Shel Olam say, of course if it's a Chofetz Chaim you want to run to do chesed. But what if it's somebody? You shouldn't be the dying emes. There's only one dying emes in Ribbono Shel Olam. Is that person at fault? Perhaps. Is that person less than perfect? Maybe. But it's not up to me to judge somebody else's level. It's only up to me, b'midas adam modeid modedin lo. If I want the Ribbono Shel Olam to do for me, yoser min basha bal bais osa ima ani osa ima bal bais. It's not to me to judge why the guy's poor, why he can't call himself, why he's in a nebuch state. It's up to me to emulate lahaleich achar midosav shal kosh baruch hu and to do chesed. Yes, you had a question. Oive, yeah. Oh, very nice. Okay, beautiful. Well, wait. You could teach someone the beauty of Shabbos.
You can't create it.
You can't create it, but you could bring Shabbos to somebody else's life. You could bring someone by teaching them a better way of life to a proverbial Gan Eden. Your point's very nice. These are concrete actions that a human being can do. It's true. But we still can, in a way... We can certainly, in terms of Shaduchem, if I'm talking about Esolo, Ezer, Kenegdo, no, I'm being serious. So really, these four things that the Gemara brings here are not exclusive. They don't exist in a vacuum. It doesn't mean only do these four acts of chesed. They are categories of chesed we can do, but we can certainly branch out to those things. Does someone here have their hand up?
I was going to say, there's also like, aren't there two levels of Shabbos, one where it's like inherent, always there, and then the second level.
One
is just always there, like Shabbos is inherent in and of itself, like the time. And then also, don't you like create another level of Shabbos? Isn't that?
So when the pasuk says in Shemos Lamed Al V'Shamu B'nei Sosa Shabbos La'asosa Shabbos, so the Aruch Chaim gives about nine interpretations of what that means, and one of them he says is that the Jews create Kaviyachol the Kedusha and the essence, and by bringing Shabbos a little early, he says we mamish create Shabbos. Very nice. I
was also thinking back
from
the Torah.
Wait, I have a hearing loss. I cannot hear what you're saying.
I was also thinking back from the Torah, we see Moshe Ba'ol from in Enmo Nochi Batara, from when Hashem was in the what's it called, the snap? When Hashem came to Moshe in the snap.
Yeah.
Can we learn that that was in Enmo Nochi Batara or Moshe Ba'ol?
Saying that.
No, don't have either hearing loss. Yeah.
That possibly we can learn the mitzvah of Nosei Ba'ol and Chavero from Hashem with Moshe at the Sneh, that he appears.
Right, you appeared him at the Sneh Dafka because he was Imo Anochi Bitzara. So you're saying those four examples show that you're with another person in their pain?
I'm saying yes.
Beautiful. And your Malbish of Reuben, you're saying, I don't just want to have clothing. I feel bad for you that you don't have clothing. So you're no sebo, you're imo anochi b'tzar. Is that what you're saying? Am I understanding?
I was going to add that as number 5 to the list.
Okay, very nice. I think it ties into all of the examples. That a person is, Rachmana Litzlan, mourning the loss of a loved one, and you sit with them and hold their hand and say something or appropriate, or don't say anything, if you have nothing to say, you really are no seba alim chaveru. It's one of the middos by which the Torah is acquired. So I want to bring to your attention a very interesting question. Don't forget Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, and that we're basing this whole shir on Zakei Liva Anveil, okay, Avi Varum Menu. So we gave Unklus, tied into Rav Shai Shechter, is God your God, or is only the God of your fathers? We quoted the Gemara, says, beautify the mitzvahs. Then we quoted the Gemara, says, Zekeli ba'anveyu, ani v'hu, have a domelo, mahu rachum v'chanan, af atar rachum v'chanan. Then we put that aside for a minute, we went to Sota Yudal and Aleph. I don't want side questions at this point, but is everything clear? You have questions on anything we said that's not clear? Okay, good. So, in a different shir, Baruch Hashem, I appreciate my drives because it gives me time to listen to Shir. I heard of Shai Shachter, quote of Asher Weiss Shlita. Asher Weiss is one of the Gedolei HaPoskim today in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Asher Weiss has a very interesting question on these two Gemaras. Why do you need both of these Gemaras? If Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis teaches me, have a domelo mahu rachum af ata, why do I need Sota Yedalat Aleph? So to Yedal Aleph says, V'halachta b'drachav, l'halech achar midosav shel kolish baruch hu. Mahu malbisha rumim afata, mahu bikrochola, mahu nichum avela, mahu kivur meisim. So then Rav Asher Weiss says, why do you need Shabbos 133b? Why do I need the Gemara and Shabbos to say, ani v'hu, have a domalo, mahu rachum v'chanun afata? It's a very good question. So Rav Asher Weiss, before I tell you what Rav Asher Weiss says, sometimes, we're going to come back and answer, but I'm going to get there in a little bit of a roundabout way. Sometimes you see a doctor, who's a very good doctor, he might be the top in his field, and we have a term called bedside manner. And his bedside manner stinks. He's an A doctor and an F person. It's very unpleasant. You feel he has no compassion for you. Well, you go to him because he's the top guy in the field and he's able to treat you. In fact, we say about the Ribon Sha'olam every day, well, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nerfa, heal us God, we will be healed. Hoshi'enu v'nishvashaya, save us, we will be saved. You are our prayer, you are our praise. Bring our refuah shalema to all those who are afflicted. Ki kel melech rofe ne'eman. You are a faithful and trustworthy doctor, rofe, kaviyachol, he's a rofe v'cholim, v'rachaman ata. How do we describe the Ribono Shel Olam? As a rofe and as a rachama. Why do you need both? So I'm preparing for a shir in a different venue on the Brachos of Shemona Esrei series. So I saw, I don't remember, I was using a number of different sfarim to prepare. I'm sorry, I don't remember which sefer I saw it in. But something very beautiful. God is not only the rofe. He's not only the top doctor in the field, in all fields. He is also a rachaman. Sometimes those two terms contradict each other. Sometimes a person is a rofe, but they forget to have rachmanus. My degree is in speech and hearing. My undergrad and my master's is in Master of Science, MS, in audiology. Okay, so I do not practice. My life took interesting and different turns. But one of, I remember a number of things, excellent department at Brooklyn College, phenomenal professors. And one of the things, I remember a number of things we learned, but one of the things that was, I graduated almost 17 years ago with my master's. One of the things we learned is, because we do oral rehab. Is anyone here going for speech and hearing? Ah, okay. So in oral rehab, A-U-R-A-L, rehabilitation for people with hearing loss, you have to remember, and this applies to all fields, you are treating a person, not a patient. You're treating a human being, not a condition. You're dealing with feelings and emotions, not a textbook. God is described as the Rofe Ne'eman. He's the best doctor in the field, capital D, but he is also a Rachaman. It's very important to remember that, because sometimes, unfortunately, that Mida is lost. So going back to Rav Asher Weiss, why do you need both of these Gemaras? This is very geschmack. Because as Jews, we know we have three traits. I believe it's Maseches Yevamos 87, Pezai, and I think I could be wrong. We are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. If you have these three traits, it's worthy to cling to these people, says the Gemara. And if not, you should say, you know, it's not if you eat cholent, are you Jewish? Eat schmaltzering, are you Jewish? No. Are you a Rachman, a Baishan, and a Gomlei Chesed? So Rav Asher Weiss says, sometimes a person is so busy doing Chesed, Mal Bisharumim, check. Biker Cholim, check. Because what's a Jew's life without Chesed? Kibur Mesim, check. Nichum Avelim, I went out of order. That you forget to be a Rachum and a Chanun. Why do you need both Gemaras? Because Sota Yudalad Aleph teaches you examples of what you should do. The action for another person in need. But Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel teaches you how you should feel. Never forget when you're so busy doing Chesed. So of course I have to do chesed. What's a day without chesed? Rav Pam Zatzal, at the end of his life, brought down in the article biography of Rav Pam, when he could no longer learn like he used to, he could no longer remember like he used to, he said, what do I live for if not to help another Jew? Today was a productive and satisfying day if today I did chesed for another Jew. Our whole lives, since the time we're little, are ingrained with doing for other people. So Sota Yudalad Aleph comes along and tells you, God's a doer. God is a Malbish Arumim. You should be a Malbish Arumim. God is a Bikur Cholim. So should you. Nichum Aveim Kibur Mesim. But sometimes we become so busy and caught up with our own lives and our own needs that we forget Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis. Anivahu have a domelo. Mahu. It doesn't say Mahu Malbisharumim. It doesn't say like God does in Shabbos Kufa Megimel. It says as God feels Kaviyachal. Don't forget when you're doing for the other person to feel for the other person. They're two totally different teachings, said Rav Shai, in the name of Asher Weiss Thita. They're not teaching you the same thing at all. Once he's teaching you how to live a life of doing chesed. And of course you should. No one leave this year and say, I'm going to stop doing those things. Otherwise the Gemara questions if you're Jewish. But while you're so busy checking off, wake up, wash negavasar, wash up, get dressed, daven, eat, go to college, somewhere in there, I have to put in do chesed. Emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. He is the Rofe Ne'eman, that's Sota Yudalad Aleph, and he is the Rachaman. At Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis. I was in the Judaica store the other week, last week, with my kids. My daughter wanted, there's this book, you know, great Jewish letters, great Jewish portraits, you know what I'm talking about, Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, so there's great Jewish sayings. So we bought it last week. And there's, I don't remember which rabbi, could be Rav Chaim Brisker, especially because it goes very much in tandem with the person that he was. Rav Chaim Brisker, Zatzal, the Rav says about his grandfather, when his grandfather was Nifter, he wanted no to'arim on his matzeva. But his father of Moshe and his uncle, Rav Yitzchak Zev, the Brisker Rav, insisted that the matzeva of Rav Chaim Brisker say Rav Chesed, Ish Chesed. Rav Chaim Brisker revolutionized Torah learning. He completely changed the way we learn Torah and Gemara. But what did they want? What did it have to say? Ish HaChesed, Rav Chesed. I think it was a quote from Rav Chaim Brisker, but I could be wrong. When you give charity to a human being, they should be treated with at least as much care and concern as you treat your esrog. When you do for another Jew, for another person, and you look at them as a nebuch, and you might say it's your own fault, and God could have said to Adam, I'm clothing you, I told you not to eat from the tree. We have a chacham and a most of us are going to die. So now you come to me, now you need help. When you do for another person, treat that person with at least as much kindness and care. Don't touch the esrog, the pit, and put it back, the foam. Remember in the olden days, I don't know if you remember, I'm older than you, we had that hair. Remember the hair that used to come in the, does anyone remember in the box? You should do with that for them with at least as much care and concern as you do for your esrog. There's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, Medrash Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Tuvia, I just quoted them the other week in Ashir. Does anyone know the other ones? Tov, there's 10 names. Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. That's the only name we know for Moshe. It's not a trick. The only name we know for Moshe is Moshe. Why? Why? The only name we know for Moshe is Moshe. He had a lot of names. His parents, he lived, let's say he was weaned at 2 or 3. His parents, I'm sure, gave him names. Medrash said he had 10 names. 2 of 12, yeah, those are 2 of them. So why? So the Medrash says, look at the reward for Gmilas Chasadim. Moshe had 10 names. But the only name that he is called by in the Torah is the name given to him by Bas Paro. Because this is the reward. Even Hashem, the Medrash says, called him by no other name. Because this is the reward for a doer of Gemilas Chasadim. And I was thinking to myself, to tie the shir together, it really is very beautiful. Because what does it say about Bas Paro? She fulfills both dictums of Chazal. One hand, she does the chesed of saving the child. But on the other hand, who remembers what it says about her? Yeah.
She went to find Moshe's mother.
Well, the sister goes to find Moshe's mother. But who remembers what it says? She takes the basket and she opens the basket, but then what does it say? Yeah.
That she feels bad for him?
Oh, that's exactly right. That tiftach, she sends forth her arm or her maiden, according to the Medrash. She takes the basket. That tiftach, that tir ehu es hayeled, she opens it and she sees the lad. V'hine na'ar bocha, behold, there's a lad crying. By the way, the Baal term says, why does it say she sees the yaled and then there is a lad crying? Listen to the two terms. Vatir eyu es hayeled, v'hine na'ar bocha. The Baal term says it's talking about two different things. Vatir eyu es hayeled, she sees Moshe in the basket. V'hine na'ar bocha is referring to Aaron, says the Baal term. You can all go look it up. Aaron, so Miriam standing there, Aaron standing there and crying, and vatachmol alav. She doesn't just do the action mechanically of saving the child. She has chemla. She has mercy on the child. Doing is sota yud dalet aleph. Feeling, caring. You mentioned no se ba'al im chavero, imo anochi betzara. Ishabes kufa megimel ze keili va'anvehu. Ani v'hu. Don't just emulate the actions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You must make sure to emulate kaviyachol, the feeling, so to speak, the mercy and compassion that God has. And I was thinking how important it is in a college environment, certainly. The world is very different, even though when I went to school, I'm not so old. 20 years ago, I graduated 17 years ago. We live in such an eye-focused, eye-centered world and society. Someone pointed out to me a couple years ago, she said, even we, the game you play, do they still play that game? We, do they still have that system? No? But how do you spell it? How did you spell it? W-I-I. It's not even W-E. The game that's meant to bring people together is spelled with a double I. We live in such an I-focused society, where the reality is that I want, I need, I have, I feel. And sometimes we forget that there is somebody else who might need, want, and feel also. Nechama Leibowitz, Alal Hashem, Leibowitz in Hebrew, Leibowitz in English. Nechama Leibowitz used to say, people think magia li. Things are coming to me. And she used to say, lo magia lachem klum. We have to move out of our eye-focused self-centeredness. We don't do chesed because it's a checklist. We're emulating the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But while I'm busy doing for somebody else, Don't forget to cry for them, to feel for them, to be the Chanun V'Rachum. He is the Kel, the Rofe Ne'eman. He is the Rachum. And someone once came to Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal at the end of his, Nosson Tzvi, I don't know if it was the end of his life. And Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zecher Tzadiv Kodesh L'Vracha, previous Rosh Shiva Mir Yerushalayim, suffered with Parkinson's disease the last 20 years of his life. And he didn't take medication because he was told the medication would dull his memory and mind for Torah. And people would come to him for brachos and etzos and hadracha. And one time a person came to him and he said, "I'm sorry, I can't do anything for you. All I can do is cry. So you come in and sit on the couch and say Tehillim, and I will sit here and I will cry." And something so prevalent in the world, we must go to great lengths to do the opposite. We live in a world where sometimes people do for others, perhaps for reasons of self-fulfillment. We must make sure to keep the Torah perspective. Zakei li va'anvehu, ani v'hu have a domalo, mahu rachum v'chanun, af ata. Aloke Aviv, our men, Olavayu should be Zorcha to Oz Yashir Moshe Vine Yisrael with the ultimate Geula, Mikan Ramaz L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Yeah, someone had a question.
Yeah,